He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday. It's a Wednesday morning. Wow, time flies when you're having fun. It's the July 10th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've got at least green on the screen. That's always better than red. The Dow is up 20 points this morning, 15,320. They're already talking about new highs. We're closing in on new all-time highs. Just when we thought the market was going to roll over, it says, nope, it caught itself, pulled itself up by the britches, and it's marching forward. And a lot of leadership stocks are breaking out once again. And we'll talk about several of those today. The S&P 500 is up a point right now at 1653. We have the NASDAQ up 8 points. It's at 3,512. Well, let's see how the bond market is behaving. It's been a bad boy lately, I'm telling you. It's getting a lump of coal for Christmas from bond investors. The 10-year yield is at 2.64%. Hey, I had someone yesterday say, thank you so much for warning us about bonds. I told my friend about you. He sold his bonds, and he avoided a disaster, a catastrophe, a veritable wipeout in his asset allocation portfolio. Gold is up $5.80, but still struggling at or near 52-week lows. 1251 is where the precious metal is. Uh-oh, look at oil. $1.94 plus today. 105.47. I'll bet the Russians are celebrating. They love high oil. And we've got the euro at 1.28 right now. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Markets are fickle. Markets are unpredictable. Markets, every single day, it's a different market, isn't it? I never know when I wake up in the morning what I'm going to face. Now, usually I have some kind of an idea because I look at the last thing I do before I go to bed at night is I look at the stock futures, right, to see how tomorrow... what I'm going to wake up to. Sometimes Asia markets crashing, S&P futures down 27 points. Good night. Got to be a fun day tomorrow. And other days, you know, it's like, oh boy, some big news, something happened and S&P futures are soaring. And it can even change while a guy sleeps. Then I can wake up and look at the futures, and it can be like upside down from when I went to sleep. But generally speaking, that's what makes this business so interesting. Every day is different. Every single day, you don't know what the market is going to bring. It looked like, after a seven-month win streak, and after Fed speak of the word taper, it appeared that we were getting ready to correct in the market. Well, we did. The correction was about 7.5% from the peak to the low. And it caught right there. It violated the 50-day moving average for several days. And it looked like we were going to remain in a funk throughout the summer. And now here we are. We're blasting off once again in the market. We're not blasting off, however. And here's a very important piece of this puzzle. It's not the entire market that's blasting off. In fact, as I said yesterday, the leadership in the market is extremely narrow. Extremely narrow. Does the leadership in the market, do the viable assets to invest in right now include international stocks? No. But in the past, there's been some great runs in the international and in the emerging market stocks. As we came out of the 2009 lows, I remember towards the end of 2009 or the middle of 2009, I had a big position in a Chinese ETF. Just the Shenhua composite. Man, that thing soared for a while. And I can remember when Argentina and Brazil. I can remember when Brazil was the hottest market in the world. And I can remember when Southeast Asia, like Vietnam and those countries, were soaring. But that's a very bad place to be right now. Not only does the market shift, and not only does the market wake up in a different mood every single day, but it also goes through cycles. Sometimes these cycles can last 6 months, sometimes a year. How long has the cycle lasted in gold now, of gold being out of favor? It's been more than a year that gold has been out of favor. That's a cycle that benefits you, that can be helpful to you if you know that it's at the bottom of its cycle right now. On the other hand, how long has the small cap domestic stock cycle lasted? About a year and a half, 2 years now. How has that benefited you? How can that benefit you? Well, you're in the right area of the market right now. Now, you go back 2 years ago, 2010, small cap stocks were a miserable place to be, frustrating place to be. My aggressive growth account was down like 10% that year in 2010. 2010, 2011. There's so many years I lose track sometimes, but they were a bad place to be. The only place that was making money that year were large cap dividend paying stocks. This year, that's a very difficult. It's become a very difficult place to make money unless this market spreads out again and becomes a little bit broader in its movement upwards here. It's been a very narrow market this year. But at least knowing where to be invested, hopefully I've kept you in the right areas of the market, in the right neighborhoods of the market, and I've kept you out of the worst neighborhoods in the market where people are getting mugged. I mean, you don't think bond investors are getting mugged right now? Some people look at the returns of my income account, which is about 8% so far this year, 8 or 9%. And they say, well, it's not keeping up. Well, it's income, you know. Would you rather be in the bond market that's down 12%? How many income investors do you think are out there that are heavily weighted in the bond market? And their income accounts have taken a thrashing. They'd give anything to be up 8% so far this year. Now, the other account, the aggressive growth account, that thing is up about 20% so far this year. But 2 years ago, it was not a good place to be. So markets are cyclical. Sometimes the market is very broad. It includes everything. Gold's going up. Bonds are going up. International stocks are going up. Domestic stocks are going up. But that's pretty rare. That's got to be in the very, very best of times. And you have to ask yourself right now, why is the market so narrow? Because the economy is very narrow right now. This is not a robust economy. The consumer discretionary, the folks with discretionary funds are being very selective about how they spend their discretionary money right now. They're not just throwing money around like they were back in 2006, 2007, when their homes were soaring at 20% per year, when our homes were chock full of equity and we had all of that consumer confidence and extra money in our pockets that we could take out of our homes and go spend it on granite countertops and swimming pools and new boats for the lake. You can't say that we're back in those times again. It's still a very difficult economy. And if anything, the economy is starting to shrink. Once again, now we're losing the impetus that kept the economy propped up. That's the Fed with their bond buying program, keeping interest rates low. That's why this market is so narrow right now. Narrow can be a bad thing. Narrow can also be a good thing. If I know where the fish are biting in a lake and it's just a small area of the lake, I'm going to get in the boat and I'm going to head right to that area. And that's where I'm going to fish. I don't have to traverse the whole entire lake trying to find the fish. So it can be a blessing having a very narrow market right now. When I get done here with this radio show, I think I'll do a little buying today. I've had lockjaw for the last several days. The last week, we've had a very thinly traded market during the holidays. You don't want to be buying in a thinly traded market. Now we're back to a pretty normal volume kind of market. And there's some screaming buys, but boy, it's got to be in the right area. Talk about some of those when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 413-0296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6-7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Okay, the market's very narrow. Prove it to us, Gunderson. Take us out on the lake. Put us on some fish. All right. I'll do my best. Where are we going to go for this one? We're going to go. We've featured this one before because I remember talking about Calabasas, California, which Calabasas is either pumpkin or squash. I can't remember which one from Spanish 101. Calabasas, it's either pumpkin or squash, one of those. But there's a city named Calabasas, not too far from me. It's maybe a three-hour drive. Unless you're driving through L.A., then it's a nine-hour drive on the 405. On the 101, actually. Yeah, it's up on the 101. But there's a company there that meets the requirements of the Best Stock Now system that I use in identifying the best stocks in the market. What is that system? Well, number one, as we explained in the first quarter of the show, I like to shop in the right neighborhood to begin with. All right, let's take a look. I believe this is a small cap stock. In fact, I'm almost 99% sure. It's $1.5 billion in market capitalization. It's a small cap stock. Last time I looked, Calabasas, California was in the United States. It's a domestic stock. This is not a Vietnamese stock. It's not a Mexico stock. It's not a Russian stock. It's a California stock. On Assignment, Inc. The symbol is ASGN. This is a stock that I own in my aggressive growth portfolio right now for my aggressive growth clients. What does this company do on assignment? They provide permanent and temporary IT, healthcare, and lab support staffing to 6,511 clients via 130 offices in 34 states. It's a temp agency. But it's a temp agency for tech, it's a temp agency for healthcare, and it's a temp agency for biotechs. What are some of the leading sectors in the market right now? Healthcare, drug stocks, pharmaceuticals, biotechs. You've got a company that is an ancillary beneficiary of some of the leading sectors in the market right now. Okay, now that's not enough, right? That may be the right area of the lake, but now we've got to get even finer here because this stock still has to meet the criteria. If I were to just break the market down into small cap domestic stocks, there would probably still be 2,000 to choose from. I don't want to own 2,000 stocks in my portfolio. I'm happy with 25 or 30. That's a good 25-man, woman roster that I can easily manage and keep track of. And I only want the 25 best in that roster. You know, right now, their selections have been made for the All-Star team in baseball. Now, there's a few more that they're going to add here towards the end. But, every effort has been made to put the very absolute best on that field when that All-Star game, when the first pitch is thrown out. Why should your portfolio be handled any differently? Why shouldn't it be the very best given this current market environment? I had a guy ask me the other day, he says, I own a large bond fund. What should I do with it? Should I keep it? Well, let me reply by saying this. If there's 25 positions that you can own in your portfolio equally weighted, would that be one of them? Why would you want that as one of your 25 players right now? The bond market faces an uphill battle. Interest rates are blowing in the face of the bond market. I would not own any bonds right now. And I know people think, well, it's down so much right now. If I wait a little while, it'll recover some. What if you replace it? What if you pick out something that's not performing and replace it with something that is performing? Doesn't that make more sense? I know. See, this is the problem that a lot of people have with managing their own accounts. They're afraid to make those changes. They are, emotionally attached. I can't sell it now. I'm down. Well, what do you think is going to come back faster? The bond fund or some of these red-hot small and mid-cap domestic stocks? That's what you got to ask yourself. Anyways, okay, so we've narrowed this thing down to a couple thousand now. Now we got to go even further, all right? Let's take a look at the performance of the stock, because this is going to get rid of about 1,500 of those 2,000 that we're still shopping amongst. We still got the boat hovering over right now. Over the last 10 years, On Assignment has delivered 21% per year to investors. So it hasn't been a straight line. It's been as low as a dollar. It's been as high as 29, which it is right now. It's been all over the map. But when it all shakes out, it averages 21% per year. Over the last 5 years, the stock's delivered 30%. Per year to investors. Over the last 3 years, 75% per year, as these industries that this company serves are flourishing right now. You've got the healthcare industry that they serve, they've got the tech IT industry, and lab support. This would be biotech types of companies. They're in a sweet spot of the economy right now. The stock is up another 75% over the last 12 months. Okay, hopefully I've proven the performance to you. It's numbers. It's just numbers. When I compare the performance of On Assignment to all the other stocks that I follow, which is about 3,400, On Assignment gets a performance grade of A. It's at the top of its class. It gets a momentum grade of A, meaning the recent performance has also been very good, top of its class type recent performance. Let's just stop there, right? We've got the performance. We're in the right sector. What more do we need? Well, I'm persnickety here at Gunderson Capital Management. I also require value, because there's still about 500 that can make the claim, well, we're small cap domestic stocks, we're performing too. All right, show me your valuation. What are we paying for the stock? Well, On Assignment is hitting new all-time highs right now. It's not as cheap as it was, but I can still make a pretty good case for this stock going higher over the next several years. They're expected to grow over the next 5 years by about 20% per year. They've been growing by almost 30% per year over the last 5 years. I have a $51 target price. It passes the value test. It passes the performance test. It's ranked number 90 out of 34. It gets a Gunder grade of A. It's a best stock now, not a recommendation. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're doing some drilling here. We're looking for oil. We're looking for the mother lode, aren't we? Aren't we all? Come on. We're all greedy. We're looking for the big winners in the market. You know, there's a lot of duds. There's a lot of mediocrity in the market. You know, if you want to see the mediocrity, just look at some of the portfolios from some of the big wirehouse firms, watch the financial channels, read Barron's on the weekend, and you'll see a lot of mediocrity. Big names, We like Chevron here. I was watching a guy last night. He's just such a typical Wall Street, same old. Chevron, Cisco, General Electric, IBM. Why can't they venture outside a little bit? I don't know. On assignment, we just talked about a small cap in Calabasas. That's been kicking Chevron's butt over the years. I know, Chevron's a big name, and it's safe, and it's not going anywhere. And this other one, it's a small cap, and they're more volatile. Well, you know what? You got to watch them closely, that's all. But you can certainly, the risk-to-reward ratio is certainly much greater than buying Chevron or Exxon. Let's just take a look for fun before we're going to talk about a real oil stock here in a minute. Oil's $105 a barrel right now. There's some big winning stocks now emerging in the oil patch. I own a couple. I'm looking to increase my exposure. ExxonMobil. You know what? It's done okay. Over the last 12 months, it's up 14%. Yeah, the market's up 22%, though. Over the last 5 years, it's basically tracked the market, ExxonMobil. Let's go in a different direction here. Let's drill down for some dividends, right? Dividend stocks, I've had to completely, you know, the market has completely shifted once again in an entirely different direction as it relates to income. Back in 2009, as we were coming out of the financial crisis, the best places for income was bonds, beaten down bonds. High yield bonds in particular were up 80% that year. If you go back to 2008, when the stock market was down 38%, let's just take a look on the app here at TLT, which was U.S. Treasuries. TLT at that time, market down 38%. Treasuries, U.S. Treasuries, were up in 2008 by 32%. Then it shifted away. It shifted to dividend, large cap dividend paying stocks was the way to go. And then it shifted to real estate, anything real estate paying a dividend, and the pipelines, the MLPs. And then during fiscal cliff talks, it started to shift again. And then it came right back to the real estate investment trust, which sizzled for the first 3 months of this year. And then taper talk came along. Even I underestimated the effect of taper talk on dividend paying stocks. It was shocking to see real estate investment trusts that were yielding 4% get hit for 30 or 40%. Now there was an area that was overdone, ridiculously overdone. And the market has shifted once again. You have to search elsewhere for dividends. You can find the dividends all right, but I want the growth along with those dividends, and the REITs just aren't offering it right now. So now we go in a different direction in search of dividends. One area that I've gone, and I've gone into some real nooks and crannies here, seeking dividends and capital appreciation. You can look at my newsletter, you can look at my income, growth and income account, and you can see the direction that I've gone in here recently. I've had to get real creative. You're not going to make dividends and growth from the bond market. You're not going to make it from fixed income. You're not going to make it from sovereign debt. There's only a few places right now. It's a very narrow world right now in the dividend world also. Well, one dynamic that we have going for us right now is we have oil that's at $105 per barrel. That means gasoline prices are headed higher. That means that companies with big reserves are going to start tapping those reserves again while prices are high. And that's benefiting a company like Seadrill, S-D-R-L, which is actually headquartered in Bermuda. Well, Gunnarsson, you don't like foreign stocks. Well, you know what? They're not operating out of Bermuda. This is not a foreign stock. I'm sure they're there for tax reasons. Seadrill provides offshore contract drilling and well services internationally through a fleet of 66 offshore drilling units. All right. We know what they do. It's a large cap company. It's a $19.5 billion company. They came public in 2010, and this has been a very good stock. It's vacillated wildly, but now with oil prices high, this thing should be in a pretty sweet spot right now. Believe it or not, the dividend yield right now on Seadrill is 8.5%. That's a pretty decent dividend. Now, along with that dividend, you've gotten quite a bit of icing on the cake also with Seadrill. Let's take a look here at the performance of Seadrill here recently. Like I say, Seadrill went public in 2010 at about $17 per share, and Seadrill is currently trading at $41 per share, so it's more than double. It's been a very successful IPO. The performance of Seadrill over the last 5 years has doubled the returns of the market. Over the last 3 years, Seadrill has delivered 38.9% per year. That's 8% dividend. Where did that other 30 come from? The other 30 came from capital appreciation, because the earnings at the company continued to grow at about a 14 to 15% growth rate. When you have earnings that are growing, almost always stock price appreciation happens. Earnings are expected to continue to grow by about 20% per year over the next 5 years. This stock still has very good upside appreciation. Over the last 12 months, Seadrill is up 26.9%. It currently has a momentum grade of B+. So it passes the first test. Okay, now we're fishing in a different area of the market. We're looking for the very best companies that pay a dividend income and also offer upside capital appreciation. Seadrill has delivered that in the past. There's no guarantee that we'll continue to deliver that in the future. For that, we have to look to valuation. Would the numbers support higher prices on this stock? Okay, passing the performance test is just part of the equation. The valuation test is also very, very critical. Seadrill is currently trading at 11.5 times forward earnings. That's pretty cheap. That's a huge discount to the market right now, which is trading at about 18 times forward earnings. Seadrill is expected to grow by about 20 to 22% per year over the next 5 years. Okay, forward PE 11.5. You've got a growth rate of about 20 to 22%. That means that the PEG ratio is 0.53. The stock is trading at a big discount to its anticipated growth rate. In addition to that, it offers an 8.6% dividend yield. I show a potential of 87.5% potential total return over the next 5 years. No guarantees, but those are the expectations right now based on the numbers. Seadrill also passes my valuation test. The last test of all is the visual test. Looking at a stock chart of Seadrill, we see that Seadrill is hitting a new all-time high. Seadrill's not in a downtrend like gold, like bonds. Seadrill is not in a sideways, undecided, non-committed trend. Seadrill has been breaking out recently. It passes all three tests. And it's a stock that I currently own in my income and growth accounts. Not a recommendation, an example of a best stock now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter, give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Money Manager Bill Gunderson. I manage accounts for people all across America. You know, I've heard some sad tales. I've heard some nightmare stories of folks that have been crushed from time to time. Seems like everything they do, they end up getting crushed. I think the biggest issue is, number one, I think a lot of money managers have no exit strategy. And by the time all of the damage is done, well, the horse is out of the barn by then, right? And they never took any kind of action on the way down. You know, I just look at my individual stocks daily. I don't make these massive market calls. I'm either all in or all out. As the market started to get dicey here the last 6 or 7 weeks, I raised 20% cash. I've raised a little more in the big cap conservative accounts, but I was prepared in case it rolled over, and I would have continued to raise cash rapidly. The market decided not to roll over. Instead, now it's rolling up once again. So I came through it pretty good. You know, I was prepared in case it rolled over, but I also made a lot of money when it started to turn around and roll up once again. So I think, you know, money managers will tell you, oh, yeah, we'll raise cash from time to time. But when push comes to shove, do they really do it? Are they really prepared? Are they looking at every one of your positions on a daily basis? I don't know. It appears no, they're not. Because I've heard too many disaster stories. I've heard too many wipeout stories. What do I do if the market starts to peel over? Well, you've already seen what I do. I had some exposure to the bond market a long time ago. That was not a bad place to be because interest rates were going down. We were getting capital appreciation and we were getting a nice dividend. I completely deserted the bond market, however, when it started to roll over. One by one, I got rid of every position that I had. There was a time when I was in commodities quite heavily. Well, this is probably 2 or 3 years ago. Fertilizer, gold, silver, molybdenum, iron ore. Boy, those were some red hot stocks back in the day. Cement, those were some red hot stocks. Boy, were they red hot as the dollar was crashing and commodities were soaring and as China was booming. I deserted those stocks. I got rid of every last one of them. Haven't been back in for a long, long time. You've seen what I've done recently. As the market got a little bit dicey, I took a little bit of preventive measure action just in case it got dicier. And there would have come a time when I would have been out of all of them unless they were holding up. But I kept my stocks that were holding up well and still hitting new highs. Now we've got stocks breaking out to new highs all over the place once again. So now we have an opportunity here to make money once again. But you're not going to make money in foreign stocks. You're not going to make money in emerging market stocks. You're not going to make money in the bond market. You're not going to make money in precious metals or in commodities. It's a very, very narrow market right now. I guess that's not such a bad thing. It narrows the search down, doesn't it? We don't got to search the entire Pacific Ocean. We can just go to this one little area called domestic stocks, drill down to the small mid caps. There's still some large caps that are working, and put them on board. Find the very best. How do you find the very best? Some guys would say, well, you find the very best by finding the cheapest stocks. Let's find those stocks that have the lowest price to sales ratio, the lowest price to book value, the lowest price to cash flow, the lowest price to earnings, and let's focus on those. Those guys are value investors. For the most part, stocks that have very low ratios from a valuation point of view are also stocks that aren't doing so good. That's why they're so cheap. You know how when things start to spoil in the market, they mark them down. And they put them out for, what do they call it, manager special. Yeah, I bought a few of those manager specials, and I got them home, and they were rotten. Ugh, nothing worse than that. A lot of these value stocks are rotten. They're rotten to the core. Apple is dirt cheap right now. It's got a single-digit PE. It's a value stock. The value investors are buying Apple right now. But what's Apple lack in my eyes? It lacks performance. Other people would tell you that the best stocks in the market are the ones that are flying high. They've got the momentum. They're above their 20-day moving averages. They're hitting new all-time highs. You're going to find the best stocks, and this is probably a lot truer. You're going to find more great stocks from the new high list than you are in the new low list. I've seen that over time. But there's also a lot of those high flyers that are also flying high from a valuation point of view. And we get caught up from time to time. We as a people, in what we call bubbles, manias, whether it's tulip bulbs, whether it's dot-com stocks, whether it's single-family homes, and we get this notion that they can keep going up forever. There's no end to it. The sky's the limit. And I remember that kind of talk back in 2000. We're in a new paradigm. We're in the dot-com world. Valuation doesn't matter anymore. Well, you know what? I think there's a lot of great stocks that are cheap right now that qualify as value stocks. I think there's a lot of great stocks that are hitting new highs, but I just want to make sure. I want to combine the two of them. I want to narrow down 500 stocks or whatever, 1,000 stocks, down to 200. And then I want to get even finer than that. I want to look at the visual stock charts. I don't like things. I don't like putting new money into things that are way up, that have been going up for a long time. I'll never put money into something that's going down in a downtrend, and that's the problem with a lot of the pure value stocks. They're in downtrends, or usually at best, they're in a sideways trend like Apple is. I call that dead money. I call sideways trends dead money. So I want valuation. I want perform. I want my cake and eat it too. And I want a strong stock chart. And as long as I can continue to find stocks like that, I'm going to do my best to make as much money as I can while the sun is shining. If you'd like to talk to me, I'm 855-611-BEST. I'm pwstreet.com. Why don't you get my weekly newsletter? This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.